KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports last night. First, local sports. The Sub-State Boys Soccer Semifinals were held in all classes last night. Here's a look at some of those local scores. In Class 1A, AHSTW advancing with a 2-1 win over Underwood. They went to penalty kicks, where AHSTW was 2-0 in the penalty kick round to come up with the victory. Also, Greene County edging Riverside by a score of 2-1. Nevada beat Creston 4-1. Western Christian over Trainer by a 5-0 final. In Class 2A play last night, it was ADM over Newton 4-2. Dallas Center Grimes beating Winterset Earlham 3-0. Harlan a winner over Denison 2-1, while Lewis Central edged Perry 1-0. And in Class 3A, Urbandale knocked out Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 4-0 to advance. In high school girls softball play last night, it was Atlantic beating Missouri Valley 13-0. That game ended in just 5 innings. Bailey Newell had 3 hits and 3 knocked in, as Atlantic had a 14-hit attack in that contest. Mackenzie Waters had a couple of hits and 3 RBIs. Alyssa Derby added 2 hits and 4 knocked in, as Olivia Engler struck out 7 to get the win in the circle last night. Atlantic 13-0 over Missouri Valley. Also, girls softball last night, Riverside topping Audubon 7-4. Arwiva beat Bowyer Valley 12-8. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over Exira EHK 7-1. Denison over Abe Lincoln 11-0. Glidden Ralston topping Storm Lake St. Mary's 13-3. Nottoway Valley was a 14-4 winner over Stanton. Orient Maxburg beat Moulton Udell 15-7. Trainer over Logan Magnolia 2-1. West Harrison shut down Cam 3-0. And it was Creston 16-1 over Southwest Valley in girls softball play last night. In boys baseball action last night, Atlantic opened up their season with a non-conference victory, the Trojans defeating Logan Magnolia 12-3 last evening. Also in baseball play, Cam over West Harrison 10-4 as Mitchell Williamson cracked a 3-run homer. Colby Nelson, Colby Rich, and Jacob Holstey each had a couple of hits in that contest. Isaac Bauer got the complete game victory, striking out 6 in that game as well for Cam. Also, Audubon beat Riverside 13-0. Coon Rapids Bayard 12-2 over Exira EHK. Stanton beat Nottoway Valley 4-3. Arwiva over Bowyer Valley 14-3. Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 15-5. Creston over Southwest Valley in 9 innings by a final of 5-4. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln won the second game of a doubleheader over Bishop Heelan Catholic 6-5. And it was Carroll topping Denison by a score of 8-7 in boys baseball last night. Well, Cole McDonald pitched 8 innings while striking out 9, and Iowa scored 3 runs in the top of the 7th inning as the Hawkeyes upset top-seeded Indiana 4-2 in the opening round of the Big Ten Men's Baseball Tournament in Omaha yesterday. McDonald was interviewed on the Big Ten Network after the game.
Yeah, I haven't had the best starts the last 2 weekends, and I just want to go out and establish my fastball early and just get after them. I knew I had a good start against them earlier in the season. And I love repping the black and gold, and I didn't want this to be my last start. I just want to leave everything on the field and give the team a best start as I possibly could.
Iowa trailed 1-0 before they broke through in the 7th inning.
We don't ever give up. We have a lot of guys on this team that are gritty. They're going to fight every single AB. And we know things weren't going our way the first few innings, but our guys stick with the process. And we knew we were going to have quality ABs the whole entire time. And we finally got the knocks to score some runs. And we had some things go our way. So it's just a credit to our guys never giving up and just having quality ABs.
Iowa moves on in the winner's bracket to face off against Nebraska tonight in a winner's bracket matchup in that double elimination tournament. We'll have that game for you this evening here on the radio. 8:30 tonight is pregame. 9 o'clock is first pitch. That's from TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. Nebraska advanced with an 8-2 win over Minnesota yesterday in first round play. On the other side of the bracket, Maryland beat Illinois 6-2, and Ohio State a winner over rival Michigan 2-1 to advance. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Kansas City took the opener of its doubleheader with St. Louis as Brad Keller pitched 7-plus innings of 2-hit baseball in the Royals' 8-2 romp over the Cardinals. Keller snapped a 6-start winless streak and matched his longest outing of the season, leaving after putting 2 runners on to start the 8th inning. Jorge Soler belted a three-run homer off of Michael Wacha to cap a six-run third to make it 7-0. St. Louis gained a split of that split twin bill as Marcell Ozuna and Matt Carpenter went deep as part of a four-homer barrage in the Cards' 10-3 thumping of Kansas City last night. Ozuna opened the scoring with a three-run blast and provided five RBIs in the doubleheader. The Redbirds' bullpen contributed four shutout innings after Adam Wainwright pitched around control issues for five innings. Also in interleague play yesterday, Tampa Bay beat the Dodgers 8-1, Miami over Detroit 6-3. In the American League, Oakland over Cleveland 7-2, Texas beat Seattle 2-1, the New York Yankees over Baltimore 7-5, Boston topping Toronto in 13 innings 6-5, the Chicago White Sox beat Houston 9-4, Minnesota at Los Angeles at the Angels was rained out. They'll make that up today. In the National League yesterday, it was Milwaukee over Cincinnati 11-9. San Diego beat Arizona 5-2. Colorado over Pittsburgh 9-3. The New York Mets topping Washington 6-1. Chicago Cubs beat Philadelphia 8-4. Atlanta over San Francisco by a 9-2 final. In baseball news, Yankees outfielder Giancarlo Stanton has taken a step back in his return from arm injuries and won't play in any rehabilitation games for 7-10 days because of tightness in his left calf. The shortstop Didi Gregorius moved ahead toward a mid-June return as he went 1-for-3 with a walk as the designated hitter in an extended spring training game after taking one day off due to dehydration. The Orioles have acquired outfielder Keon Broxton from the Mets for a $500,000 international bonus pool money. Broxton was batting 143 with New York in 34 games with no homers and just two RBIs. The Indians have designated Carlos Gonzalez for assignment after the veteran outfielder failed to produce for a team that struggled offensively all season. Gonzalez batted 210 with two homers and seven RBIs in 30 games. Athletics designated hitter Chris Davis has undergone an MRI on his ailing left hip, but the team will wait until Friday to determine if he'll be placed on the injured list. Davis suffered the injury May 5th in Pittsburgh, and it flared up during Tuesday's 5-3 win over the Indians. A former member of Michigan's Fab Five has come back to Ann Arbor. Juwan Howard has agreed to a 5-year deal to take over as the head basketball coach of his alma mater. The Miami Heat assistant coach replaces John Beilein, who left to coach the Cleveland Cavaliers. Howard helped Michigan reach the national championship game twice before spending 19 seasons in the NBA, averaging 13.4 points and 6.1 rebounds. That contract is worth $2 million in the first season. University of Iowa men's basketball player Joe Wieskamp announced on Wednesday that he's withdrawn his name from the 2019 NBA draft and will return for his sophomore season. Wieskamp said he's excited to announce that he'll be returning to the University of Iowa for his sophomore season. He learned a lot of valuable information going through the NBA draft process that will help him continue to grow now and in the future when he decides to take that next step. But he says, for now, my focus is helping this Iowa team be the best that we can be, and the future is bright. Wieskamp was second in the Big Ten Conference in three-point accuracy and ranked third on the Hawkeyes in scoring and steals and second in rebounding last season in his freshman year. University of Iowa head basketball coach Fran McCaffrey has named Billy Taylor as an assistant coach on his basketball staff, replacing the position previously occupied by Andrew Francis. Taylor joins the Hawkeye staff as an assistant coach after 18 years of collegiate coaching experience, including head coaching stints at Ball State, Lehigh, and Belmont Abbey. McCaffrey coached Taylor as an assistant coach at Notre Dame and has been on the same staff as McCaffrey on three different occasions. Most recently, Taylor was Iowa's director of basketball operations for three seasons, coordinating travel and carrying out the day-to-day activities of the basketball program from 2014 to 2016. Taylor returns to Iowa City after serving as head coach at Division II Belmont Abbey the last three seasons. He guided the Crusaders to a 23-8 record last season, a 13-win improvement from his first year on the Crusaders' sidelines. And in racing news, NASCAR is buying International Speedway in a deal worth about $2 billion. The International Speedway Corporation owns some of the most well-known car racing facilities in the United States, including the Daytona International Speedway and Talladega Super Speedway. And Tony Stewart headlines a Joe Gibbs Racing trio that's been elected to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. The three-time Cup Series champion will be inducted alongside car owner Joe Gibbs and former teammate Bobby Labonte. Driver Buddy Baker and mechanic Waddell Wilson were also voted in. Stewart won 49 Cup races in the series during his 17-year NASCAR career. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.